Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Jacobs. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Elmer Jacobs. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Welser. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tony Welser. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shaner. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welzer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoffman for the out. Two outs. Tony Welzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Rothrock applying the tag. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shaner. Peckinpah reaches second base with a double. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCurdy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum now playing third base. Aaron Ward now playing second base. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer is hit by the pitch. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad takes first base on ball four. Meyer moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a pop-up towards third. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Welzer, and towards Reagan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlisle hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Welzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Welzer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobs hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0 for 1 in the game. Kom takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a pop-up towards third. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan bunts and there's an error on the play. Flagstad moves to second. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 2 in the game. Carlisle bunts towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstad moves to third. Reagan moves to second. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom has Flagstad trapped. There's the throw to McCurdy and back to Kom, who tags Flagstad for the out. Reagan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reagan scores. There goes Shaner trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Welzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman fires to second and picks off Falk for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peckinpah moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel pinch runs for Fred Hoffman. Tony Welzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Welzer bunts towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstad is walked intentionally. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Meyer moves to third. Flagstad moves to second. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Jacobs's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Grover Hartley now catching. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Elmer Jacobs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to home to get Metzler. Kham moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.